18 minutes shy of 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. You've got me, Andy Bullbarch, and my tag team partner, Matt Douglas, with you up to 5 o'clock. And then we've got the Budweisers from the Dugout Show, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, Tim Alcorn, Matt Lodi, down at Progressive Field. And they will preview tonight's contest between the Tribe and the Texas Rangers. But right now, we're going to bring in someone who I'm sure, you know, you and I were talking earlier about Avon Brewing Company and their Tuesday night trivia. We bring in a guy that I'm sure would absolutely dominate some Tuesday night trivia, especially at Avon Brewing Company and Grill. He is Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians. You a big trivia player, Joel?
Yes. I have no doubt that I would succeed at trivia night.
I have no doubts that you would succeed at trivia night as well. I've been around you in that setting before, back in our days at Bowling Green, when we would constantly shut down the library and we would spend all night studying. You know, I'm sure I could vouch for Joel. He would absolutely thoroughly dominate trivia night, no question about that.
Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah, without question. Shortly after we wrapped up with you last week, the Indians made the announcement that the Tribe's going to play a couple of games in Puerto Rico next April against the Minnesota Twins. Pretty cool stuff that they'll get a chance to play a couple of games in Puerto Rico, especially early in the year when the weather is especially unpredictable, whether it be here or in Minnesota. How did this whole idea about the Tribe playing in Puerto Rico against the Twins come about?
Well, I know Major League Baseball has, you know, made a significant effort to expand the game globally, and that includes to Puerto Rico. Of course, Puerto Rico has a large interest in baseball. You saw it in the World Baseball Classic, where Francisco and Javier Baez and those guys, Carlos Beltran from the Puerto Rican team, made it pretty far. And so I think Puerto Rico is certainly an area where we want to grow the game. And given the players involved with this, Lindor and Roberto Perez from our team and Jose Barrios from the Twins and others involved, I think it was a natural fit for us and the Twins to take a couple days down there and showcase our game to those folks in Puerto Rico.
Well, I want you to also give us an update on the All-Star voting. And, of course, you guys have done a wonderful job of putting out promotional videos and tweets, and you guys have been very active on social media trying to get the fans actively involved in this whole All-Star voting process. How close are Ramirez and Lindor and company to starting in the All-Star game?
Yeah, at this point, Jose is probably our best bet, given how hot he's been. And, you know, I think when your team is playing better, we obviously had a huge week last week, and Jose was a big part of that. That helps people kind of pay attention and get people voting. So from Tuesday of last week to Monday of this week, we cut Sano's lead in half by about 200,000 votes. Now, we've got another 200,000 votes to go. So voting ends tomorrow night. We've got about 30-ish hours left. So we need our fans to kind of take us over the top there and hopefully get Jose into that starting spot. He leads all Major League Baseball third basemen in virtually all categories except for home runs and RBI. Doubles and average and runs and steals and wins above replacement and all those categories. He leads all Major League Baseball third basemen, not just the AL. I mean, he's in the top 10 among all players in the league. In average and WAR, and he's just had an incredible start to the season, and he wants to go, and we obviously want him to be in that starting lineup to rep the Indians. So hopefully, again, fans can go to Indians.com/vote. You can only vote 5 times a day, so can do it now, can do it again tomorrow night. So hopefully we can push Jose into that starting spot at third.
He's been dominant lately. Hopefully he can make his way there as well. Joel, real quick, I wanted to go back to the topic of the game in Puerto Rico. Now, obviously, it's an experience to get to go down there when you don't have to go to Minnesota in April. I think that works out a little bit better. But obviously, Roberto Perez, too, Francisco Lindor, both from Puerto Rico. Those guys, I'd have to imagine, have to be excited to go back to their country and play in front of their friends and family.
Yeah, very excited. And I think you saw that during the World Baseball Classic, where those guys were extremely excited to represent their country. They are very proud to be from Puerto Rico and proud to represent the country. So I think Frankie has said this will be, if not the one of the best memories he'll have in his career of going to play in his the country where he was born. So really looking forward to seeing those guys down there. And like you said, it's an opportunity to go sit in the sun for a couple of days too, and not having to go to Minnesota for a couple of days in April. It's funny, next year's schedule, hopefully the idea hopefully is to have as few April and May home games as possible. So we'll see where that takes us, where our schedule lands us. But if nothing else, we get to go to the island for a couple of days.
Cool. We are joined by Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians. Thanks to Avon Brewing Company and Grill, located at the historic building on the corner of 611 and Detroit in Avon's French Creek District. Joel, I think when you take a look back at that game on Monday, boy, just a roller coaster ride back and forth, such a seesaw battle for the most part with the Tribe falling behind early. They were down by as many as 7 runs. They ultimately come all the way back to win it by scoring 15 runs in the victory over the Texas Rangers. What kinds of wild and wacky stats can you share with us about that come-from-behind victory on Monday? Because I'm sure there were a ton of them out there looking in the annals of Cleveland Indians history.
Yeah, so you think about 13 unanswered runs. It's incredible. I mean, we hadn't done that in like 20 years. I think this is like the first time in a number of years, decades, I think, where we went down by 7 and won by at least 6. You know, typically, I would say in most cases, if you go down that much, if you come back and win, you know, it's probably going to end up being a close game or a walk-off or going to win late in the game. You know, we completely flipped that game, flipped kind of the script of that game, being down by 7 and going back up by 6 to win. So really incredible game. It shows you how crazy our game can be. And, you know, it's hard. I know it's hard for fans and for media and, heck, for us, for employees, for players, to not react emotionally. Chris Antonetti talked about this yesterday, to not react emotionally to the day by day. But think about how crazy our last 2 weeks have been. We won 7 of 8 on the road. We came home, get swept, score 15 runs on Monday and come back from a 7-run deficit. And then last night we score a 1 run. So it just kind of shows you how if you want to last in baseball and if you want to, keep your sanity, you got to take the long view. You can't get too high, can't get too low. Again, like Monday night, that was an awesome day. But you play the next game and you play the next day and you can't get too high, can't get too low because, heck, if you do, you score 1 run the next night. So just kind of speaks to the uniqueness of baseball and why, many people love it so much.
Yeah, without question, I think it's interesting. You go day-to-day in baseball, you learn a lot of things along the way, but you're right. You can't get too high, you can't get too low, because inevitably you are humbled the very next day in some form or fashion. There's no doubt about that. I want to go back to Jose Ramirez for just a second, if we can. What's going on with this Jose Ramirez baseball doll? I know that Carlos Carrasco has been messing around with it a little bit. You guys have displayed it quite a bit as well on social media. How did this whole Jose Ramirez baseball doll really come about?
Yeah, this actually started a couple years ago where they were on the road and Carrasco and Bauer put one together and it was just okay. And then, I don't know, a couple weeks ago in the dugout, they were, I don't know if they're bored or just trying to pass the time during a game, created another one that was much better, had his gold chain, had his unique hair. Then who did they create? Bauer created a cookie one the next night. And now we've got an Edwin one. So if you go check out our Instagram, at Indians on Instagram, you'll see the latest creation, which was last night during the game. It's an Edwin one, has a hat, and it has this parrot. So these guys are getting quite... they're raising the bar, I guess you could say, in the dugout, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch because, look, I mean, we just got done talking about how baseball is a really long season. Sometimes there are things that you need to do in order to break up the monotony of the day-to-day, and that's one of the biggest ways of doing it, right? I mean, you got to have fun, whether it's at your expense or somebody else's expense.
I mean, we're in a stretch. We have an off day Monday, but we're in a stretch. We have another doubleheader Saturday. We're in a stretch of playing 22 games in 20 days. So you talk about the monotony and the routine and you know, how long the season is and, you know, the mental strength it takes to make it through a season. I mean, and then think of it, last year we played an extra 5 weeks, you know, high-intensity weeks. So break up the monotony. Our guys play football, throw the football around, kick the soccer ball around from time to time. Anything to break up that kind of daily routine that guys can get sucked into and, you know, make sure they keep the game fun because it's a long season. Again, we're in a stretch. We played a doubleheader in Minnesota last weekend. We have a doubleheader. There was a rain delay during the doubleheader in Minnesota. We have another doubleheader in Detroit this weekend before we finally get an off day on Monday, and then the All-Star break. So you know, our guys try to keep it fun, keep it loose, and that's really the only way you can stay sane in this game.
Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians, our guest here, and it's brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. I want to touch on this for a second here, too, because I know it was kind of cool the first day the Rangers were in town with Mike Napoli coming back, getting his American League championship ring before the game on the field, right at home plate. I'm sure it had to be a blast for you guys as an organization to have him back. And, you know, if we could pull the curtain back just a little bit, if you could just talk about not only the impact that he had in the clubhouse, I think that was certainly very well documented, but also in the community too, because I know he's one of those guys that did so many things off the field that had such a profound impact on the community.
Yeah, a lot of things that, you know, the party in Annapolis, for instance, got a ton of attention. You know, we raised about $200,000 for Cleveland Clinic Children's through those T-shirts, and that was something that we took to him after that fan kind of created that fun sign. We took to Mike, and Mike said, hey, I'll do this, but the only way I'm doing it is if a portion of the proceeds go to Cleveland Clinic Children. So that speaks to him and, you know, his willingness and ability to impact kids. And, you know, he hosted a family from the hospital once a homestand, you know, brought him down, hosted him during BP. And, you know, he's just a great guy and, you know, obviously made significant contributions on the field too. So, you know, it was great to have him back. And, you know, fans get upset about that sort of stuff. Certain fans, you know, get upset about that sort of stuff. Why are you looking back? Look forward. You're not playing on that great. You know, this is our opportunity to recognize somebody, same with Rajay, to recognize somebody who impacted our organization both on and off the field. And it was great to see him. And, you know, if you heard Tito and Chris and Mike talk about him and their feelings for him as that kind of celebration went on, it was clear to see what kind of impact he had on the Indians.
Yeah, no question about that. And I think, like I say, it always gets talked about what he did in the clubhouse with the organization, but sometimes, unfortunately, it gets overlooked what he did with the community. But I think you talk to a lot of folks around here, you know, win, lose, or draw, whatever the numbers may show that he did last year, what he did with the community certainly cannot be overlooked. There's no question about that. Joel, we appreciate you coming on as always, and we look forward to doing it again next week, my friend.
Talk to you then, guys. Take care.
Thanks, you too. That's Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians. Thanks to our good friends at Avon Brewing Company.